Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Gwinnett County is throwing out hundreds of recent marijuana cases. In a letter to county judges today, Gwinnett's Solicitor General Brian Whiteside cited confusion about the state's new Hemp Farming Act, which went into effect this year.
There's no point now that we can say there's a legitimate test that shows what the THC levels are in a plant.
The presence of the chemical is what separates illegal marijuana from legal hemp. Georgia's Secretary of State has certified new touchscreen voting machines. Republican Brad Raffensperger's office also formally awarded the contract to Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems. The developments were revealed Friday in court documents filed by attorneys for the state. The state is paying Dominion more than $100 million for new machines and also print a paper record. Raffensperger says they'll be ready for the March 24th presidential primaries. A coalition called Hate Free Georgia is renewing calls for the state to pass a hate crimes bill. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it comes following a mass shooting last weekend in Texas that killed several Hispanic people.
Georgia is one of five states without a hate crimes bill on the books. This year, the Georgia House passed one. It creates tougher punishments for people convicted of a crime that targets people based on identities like race or sexual orientation. It now sits in the Senate. Jerry Gonzalez is with the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials. He says lawmakers need to give it final passage.
We need to stand up unequivocally against white supremacy. Moving forward with hate crimes legislation is a way for us to do that.
The mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, is being investigated as a hate crime. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.